Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Hello, my gorgeous podcast family. Welcome back to another episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you. I feel like my introductions always say the same thing. Like, we gotta change it up a minute. We gotta change. Yo, what's up? How's everybody doing today? Not really me, but yeah, I mean, it feels like, you know, I've been podcast recording for, like almost 6 or 7 years. And it's a really interesting process, you know, trying to figure out your message and your voice and sharing your truth and being able to channel the messages that your community needs is such an important study. And it's really fun to do that through the energetic center of our voice. You know, yes, we can do that on Instagram when we write things and we share reels, but there's something about the podcast that just feels soul-centered and so aligned for me. So yes, I am always excited and I'm so happy to be back. We've had so many new community members join in our podcast world, which is really exciting. I've been getting messages from you guys who are sharing that you've listened to the recent Quantum Leap episode or the Feminine Energy episode or even last week's episode where I got real and raw and vulnerable with you guys about letting go of what other people think. It's been very, very fun because I've been creating content specifically tailored to what you guys have been asking me about. And that is just a really important thing to note if you're an entrepreneur out there. One of the things I talk about in my Conscious Creator Mastermind with my students is that being a great content creator isn't just about knowing how to create great content. It's about knowing how to listen, right? Like knowing how to pay attention to what people need and what people are asking and the synchronicities and signs from the universe that are telling you to show up a certain way. So it's been a long study, you know, like 6 or 7 years I've been recording these episodes and we're on like episode 350 something. And it's been a journey of learning that skill set. So just really happy, just really honored to be here and blessed that I get to create content that supports you guys in your journey of creating a deeper relationship with spirituality, a deeper relationship with your entrepreneurial path, and a deeper relationship with self-love. That's really what we are all about here in the Lauren of Love brand, and I'm so honored to have you. So first, let's riff a little bit. Obviously, you guys know what we're going to talk about today because you've seen the title of this week's episode. But first, I just want to say this. You know, if you've been watching entrepreneurs who are quote-unquote ahead of you, and you've been trying to find their clues or their secrets or their messages, you know, to figure out how to move faster for yourself, that's a really great thing. But I want to be clear about something that's very, very important as we observe people who are quote unquote ahead of us. Nobody has it all figured out, okay? Nobody has it all figured out. Everybody's human. Everybody's messing up. Everybody's making mistakes. Everybody's facing upper limits and imposter syndrome and ego shifts and dark nights of the soul. This is a part of the human experience. And it's not to avoid these things, right? We don't have to go about our journey learning how to avoid the feelings of failure or inadequacy, or avoid the insecurities or the self-doubts or the rejections. We have to learn how to master our resilience in our energetic body so that when those things happen, we are unaffected. And when those things happen, we know how to move the energy and we know how to change direction in our entrepreneurial path. And more so, we need to learn how to heal the things that are underneath the surface of what is manifesting. You know, maybe for you, you've been manifesting a great immense amount of imposter syndrome or fear of failure or rejection or it's not working, I don't know what to do, right? Whatever you're manifesting in your business is a mirror for something within yourself that really needs to be healed. And it's through that approach of recognizing that business is a spiritual game and the shadows and the insecurities and the doubts that are manifesting are mirroring to you where your work is. When we have that approach and we actually know how to navigate that, we can have these more heavy energetic experiences happen less often. And we will know how to move through them more quickly. And that's the goal, okay? We're not here to avoid, we're not here to bypass, we're not here to escape. We are here to know how to work with these things. And that's something I'm gonna be talking to you guys a lot about today. This conversation, I wanted to record this, it felt really fun to do. The five hardest lessons I have ever learned as an entrepreneur. I felt like that was such a cool thing to do for myself. I've been an entrepreneur for almost 10 years now, which is crazy. I'm full-time and I quit my job in 2015 and I wasn't making any money when I quit my job. Heads up, I started from the ground up. 2 years later, my husband was able to quit his job and we've been rocking and rolling this brand ever since. And there have been some many, many, many challenging lessons along the way. And even now as an entrepreneur in this decade milestone, I still am learning hard things. And I'm not a great student, I gotta be honest with you. Like, I'm the type of person that needs to learn everything the hard way. Maybe you can relate. And most of the time, I need to learn the same lesson about 6 times before I even get it. So if you resonate, you're in the right place, you're not alone. And I hope these lessons that I'm gonna share with you as the hardest lessons I've ever experienced in my decade-long history as an entrepreneur. I hope this really helps you today. I will also say there are a great immense amount of things I'm still learning right now, and I want to speak to that before we go into today's episode. You know, the business of this Lauren of Love mission was built on really strong energetic ethos of valuing integrity and authenticity and transparency and love. And that was really the premise of the emotions that I wanted to translate into every single thing I did in the world. And because I've had that focus, I think what's important to know is that in the entrepreneurial space, we spend so much time thinking about what it is we do and what problem we solve and the sign outside of our door. But what we forget to mention and really presence is that the energetics and the emotional values that you prioritize and diligently work on expressing in your business is way more important than any sign outside of your door, because the sign outside your door can change all the time, right? Can change all the time. But what shouldn't change to create consistency and community is your values. Right. And so this is just something I want to note. We talk a lot about this in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, which, if you don't know, is opening doors at the end of the month. And I'm going to have a free, amazing offer for you that I am announcing on Monday in an Instagram Live. If you're listening to this, it will be April 8th at 12 p.m. EST. I'm channeling in all that eclipse energy. And yes, on that live on Instagram at Lauren of Love, on April 8th at 12 p.m. EST, I am going to be opening doors for something free and magical for all of you entrepreneurs out there to move the needle forward, to overcome the blocks, to let go of the insecurities. And it's all in honor of the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. Because I love, my thing is, like, I like to give you guys free magic before we go into the program. And that's really important to me. And I don't bait and switch. I create free magic in honor of, right? And so you guys all know, I've been talking about Wild Wealthy Feminine over and over again. It's my 6-week group coaching container that heals the energetics around business mastery in all aspects: visibility, vulnerability, content creation, desire, masculine energy, feminine energy. We cover everything, all the wounds, and we heal it through a process. And then you also learn my masculine strategies of how I've built my business today. It's a 6-week intensive. It runs twice a year, and that is going to open at the end of the month. So I'm doing all this free stuff beforehand so that you can get the value that you need. Okay, so anyway, join me on April 8th, 12 p.m. EST. We'll sink into that eclipse magic, and I'm going to be sharing in the live a big announcement of a free offer that you can partake in to move the needle forward and get support in your business journey. Now, this conversation today is all about the lessons that I've learned and the hardest lessons. But as I said, we're all humans figuring it out. And today in my entrepreneurial journey, I am still figuring things out. The big thing that has been coming through for me, it's been really revolutionary, and I'm just going to speak to this really briefly. I know this is a long intro, forgive me, but there's important medicine to share here. My entrepreneurial path has always been really consistent and sustainable. It's why I've been able to retire my husband, and with passive income and multiple revenue streams, all these things I teach in Wild Wealthy Feminine, it's been a really beautiful blessing. But, and also, for the last couple of years, I've been kind of at this like upper limit. And in the last 12 months, if you've listened to my Quantum Leap episode, I had a huge explosion. And this is what I mean when I say, like, nobody's ever fully healed, and we're all learning and we're all figuring it out. Because in this big explosion, I've been really facing a lot of the unintegrated shadows of high impact that I had been carrying. And it's been things like not having my nervous system feel regulated around responsibilities and scheduling, and not having healthy boundaries, and overcommitting my time and working too much and pushing myself. And I've seen all these things come up, and I've been able to say, okay, yeah, Lauren, go back to your Wild Wealthy Feminine study. What is this coming? What's coming up, and what is it here to teach you? And I've been moving through. And so I've been making some really beautiful changes to prioritize my needs, to bring myself back into my body, and to remind myself that sometimes the best thing you can do is less. And I think that's the medicine I want to share with you here. If you are in expansion in your business journey and you've exploded and you're in that frequency of, yes, I want more, I need more, I have to do more, I got to get more, what's next, what's next? You know, my mentor, who I've been working with now for about 4 years, said to me, it's like, maybe you can just be happy with what's here. And like the way he said that, I was like, oh, I see. Because I've been pushing for more all the time. But really what my soul is craving is to regulate and meet the needs of where I'm at, rather than continuously trying to get more. And so I just want to share that with you before we dive in. If that resonates, great. If not, that's okay. But that's just what's been coming through for me, is like the study of, you know, where in my life am I demanding my high performance to go to the next level, to get the next thing, to do the next thing? And where can I instead say, maybe I can integrate right where I am and create joy and happiness in this present moment and not need to get more? And so I'm healing these wounds, like we talked about in the Wild Wealthy Feminine methodology, where we heal the 6 energetics of business mastery. I'm healing this wound around not enoughness in a new way. And in the beginning of my business, I was healing that wound of not enoughness through rejection from not landing sales and through financial struggles as I was pushing in that first year to make it work. These wounds don't go away. They look different, right? I'm not worried about money. I'm giving myself permission to heal my not enoughness in a new way, where it's about being able to rest in what is present. And that's a very different but similar experience to my first year of entrepreneurship. But anyway, we're not gonna continue to riff and go down this like rabbit hole of what's happening here. I've given you a great overhead. Wild Wealthy Feminine opens at the end of the month. Big announcement on April 8th. Mark your calendars. Go check it out on Instagram Live. And in the meantime, let's dive in to the five hardest lessons I have ever learned as an entrepreneur in my decade-long experience. Here we go. Really quick, I want to take a moment to celebrate all of my excitement for the doors opening to the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, which is happening really soon. And if you're listening to this episode on replay, it's safe to probably guess that the doors are actually open. So make sure you go to laurenoflove.com/wild to see all the details of the program and its current status of enrollment. The Wild Wealthy Feminine program is such a juicy study because it combines the strategy of entrepreneurship with the feminine approach to healing all of the business and money energetics that you need to heal to create the business of your dreams. Inside of the Wild Wealthy Feminine journey, we have beautiful study every 6 weeks, walking you through rewriting your energetic relationship with the most important pieces of entrepreneurship. So obviously we're talking about healing your relationship with money, your relationship with work, your relationship with fear of failure and visibility and creation and so much more. And then on top of that, every week for 6 weeks, we're diving into some really deep strategy where I get to share with you my personal behind the scenes, step-by-step processes for how I have built a multiple six-figure brand. So if you're ready to learn, if you're ready to explore, and if you're ready to heal all the things that have been holding you back, you can go check it out, the Wild Wealthy Feminine Program. Visit laurenoflove.com/wild to see its current status of enrollment, and I hope to see you there. So I'm just going to say, like, I think hardest lessons is like the gift that keeps on giving, because when I wrote these out and I was sitting down, like, I was like, what am I going to talk about? What are the things? I was trying to outline it. I realized that like a lot of these things that I had to learn are these were hard, really difficult, hard experiences that I'm still reflecting on, and they're still showing up in my reality just in very different ways. And that's a really cool concept to think about, right? Like, doors close when we learn hard lessons, but then our perspectives shift and we continuously study the perspective that these hard experiences have given us in the integration of our regular life, right? And so maybe you had some really hard experience in your reality 6 years ago, and now you're seeing kind of how the energetic lines connect and how it all makes sense. Or maybe things come up that remind you of that you need to pause and heal. Entrepreneurial journey is the same way. And so these are my five. I'm going to share them with you. And I'm going to share some stories around these things. I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable with you guys. And the first thing I just want to remind you is, as I mentioned in the intro, you are the vessel of your business, okay? Business is a spiritual game, not a strategic one. And I want to just explain what this means. So because you are the vessel of your business, again, this is a principle that is the foundation of the Wild Wealthy Feminine approach. Because you are the vessel, it's almost like birthing a child, where whatever shadows and unintegrated shit you have, you're going to experience that in the upbringing of your child, right? People get triggered by their kids all the time. It's a part of the healing journey. When we're building a business, it's the same way. And so this is a little child that you're building, and it's going to bring up your deepest, most shadowy parts of yourself that you have not fully integrated. If you carried pains from your childhood around bullying, you may experience something in the online space that brings up that wound. If you experience lack of safety, financial security, you may feel that in your business. It's not a business problem. It's you in the vessel of your healing, experiencing what you need to experience to rewrite these narratives. Your business wants you to heal. It's I said this in the last episode too. It's like, you know, your business is like, oh great, we're gonna birth this together. I'm gonna come into the world through you. That's amazing. But before we do that, and while we do that in the early stages, there's a lot of shit you gotta learn. So rather than learning it when you have 10 million Instagram followers and you're making multiple eight figures in your life, let's learn these things now so that they're really hard, but they create the foundation of your strength so that you don't make these mistakes in more impactful ways. It's easier to screw up when you have 1,000 followers versus when you have 10 million, you know? And so this is just important to note, is that sometimes the lessons that come to us in the early days are our greatest gift, because they teach us how to do things differently. So let's start with point number one. The hardest lesson I ever learned as an entrepreneur. I'm going to start this with a little line. Doing what you're good at is not good enough. Okay, like, I want this. This is so important. Doing what you are good at is not good enough. And this is what I mean, not to trigger our not enoughness here. But in the journey of entrepreneurship, I think what happens for a lot of people when we're shifting out of corporate reality and regular work-life reality, and then we want to create a business, we approach it the same way that we've been conditioned in our upbringing, which is, what are you good at? Right? What can you do that's really good? And I remember this pattern of doing what you're good at, like that storyline, really played out for me in the beginning of my business when I wasn't making a lot of money. And I decided I was going to build other people's websites. And I taught library classes to make a couple of $100s and taught people how to build their blogs, because that's what I had done and I was good at it. And then I was doing photography shoots because I had good photography skills, and I was not necessarily passionate about these things, because doing that work, while I was skilled at it and I got a lot of praise about it, it wasn't really what lit me up. It didn't bring me an immense amount of joy. It wasn't something that I was excited to do on a regular basis. The time didn't go by really quick when I was doing those things. And so that lesson was not just something I had to learn in the beginning. It was something that I continuously had to learn layer by layer by layer. And it kept coming up. So in the beginning, when I had this realization that I was doing all these things just to make money because I was good at them, I had to break away from that storyline to get comfortable with myself enough to try doing something new. Okay, to try to do something new. And I think in the online space, there's a perspective here as well that just kind of piggybacks off of this hard lesson, that not only is doing what you're good at not good enough, because if it doesn't bring you joy, it's a waste of time, but also solving a problem in a very logistical way is not really what the world is looking for right now. The world is looking for feelings. They're looking for emotions. They're not looking for logical step by steps. They're looking for experiences that activate feelings within them. And so this is a really important perspective to pay attention to, because when I was in the early days of my business, doing what I was good at, and then trying to turn that, if I sat and was like, okay, I'm good at this, let me turn it into a logical how-to and let me build courses on the internet that teach you how to start a blog, I would not be happy. And I knew that. And in order to find what my true soul's calling was, I had to abandon the priority of my performance and instead prioritize passion. Right? So it wasn't so much about what I was good at. It was more about, hey, what brings you joy? What are you excited to do? What makes you feel good? What lights you up? Where do you lose track of time because you're in just such a state of enjoying the experience? Those were the questions I started to ask. And in order to step into that, what I really had to do was abandon the need to know what I was doing. Because the truth is, when you're following things that are passionate and something that lights you up and something that's soul aligned, oftentimes it's not going to make any sense, right? It's going to be intuitive. It's going to be more based on spiritual approach. It's going to be less about logic and reason and more about energetics, right? And so I'll share a little bit more about this as we go further. But, you know, with that comes this really difficult challenge of learning how to show up and trust your intuition instead of logic. That's really, I would say, the premise of this point number one, right? Doing what you're good at is not enough. It's about trusting your intuition to do what brings you joy. Now, that lesson in the early days of my business, shifting out of teaching blogging and doing photography shoots and then going into this world of personal development messaging after my first year, that was hard. That was hard. And when I started to figure it out and it started to work and I started to get a lot of traction, the same lesson started to come through again, where, like I said, it takes me like six times to learn a lesson, right? So I was building this personal development brand. It was really successful. This was back in 2016. It was called What is Perfection? And I was crushing it in the online space. I was actually doing the thing. Like, I had overcome that storyline of needing to do just what I was good at. And I started to develop these online programs in my passion. And then people started to come to me and ask, hey, how did you build a business? Like, I want to do that. How have you figured out how to do that? And that was when I fell into the trap again of doing what I was good at to make more money. And this is just something I want to say. It's like, if you're using your good, what you're good at as the way to make money, you're never going to be fulfilled. And I was at that point really trying to get to the next milestone. I think I was at like 250,000. I wanted to go to like 500,000. And so in my unintegrated self, I was like, I'm going to do what I'm good at and I'm going to build this business. And so then we started to scale and then things started to blow up and I built the brand Business Babe, which no longer exists today. And everything was performing really, really well. And on paper, that looked amazing. And I had a team member at the time who was really our like right hand woman, and she was like leading support, and I had two other assistants and I had my husband, and we were all just doing this thing. And we ran this live event in Los Angeles. This was, again, I think it was like 2017 at this point. And one of my employees who was there, she turned to me and she said, Lauren, you're not a business coach. Because at the time, that was what I was branding myself as because I was good at it. But in the room of that retreat, she saw an aspect of myself that was truly me. I was facilitating healing. I was giving students breakthroughs. They were having cathartic releases. They were letting go of trapped trauma. And she said, Lauren, you're not a business coach. You're a spiritual teacher. Don't you know that? And I had been only paying attention to what I was good at, that I didn't even notice who I really was. And what ended up happening in that paradigm, again, same lesson, different way, was that my number one employee, who felt really strongly about business approach, decided to leave because she had a very strong perspective that that was her most important, you know, purpose, the technology, the masculine structure, the strategy. And there were other things at play as well. I was going through a dark night of the soul. It was a horrible boss. Oh my God, it was the worst. And I had to strip away the successful business I had built so that I could become what you see today. Business Babe, I had to leave all of that behind. I had to burn it all away. I took a year off to look at myself, to get honest about why was I chasing these dollars? Why was I only doing what I thought I could be good at to seek validation? What's giving you the most validation? Okay, Lauren, do that. Not what are you passionate about, what lights you up, what feels like a soul yes. So this is the point, okay? Having high levels of success in your business is not enough, okay? Having something you're good at is not enough. What is most important is that you are following the part of you that, like, when you think about doing that thing and you see yourself in the full embodiment of whatever that thing is, you go, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like, you know, you feel that. You got to feel it. So we have to come back into our bodies and not run our businesses by that logical approach, because we will never create fulfillment from that perspective. We'll just be monkeys performing things that we know we are great at. So passion is key. Took me a couple of times to learn that. But since 2020, I've been in this mission, you know, and feeling like it feels right, because that story's done. But it was such a hard story to let go of, right? Because we're so conditioned to believe that our Our skill sets define us. The praise is the promise, and the profit is what comes when you do what you're really good at, and it's not the case. So we have to break that paradigm. That was a really, really hard one to learn, to see my business completely burned to the ground because I didn't want what I had built, you know, and I'll talk about that in a later point, but you know, I hope you don't learn that the hard way because it's really hard to create financially profitable businesses from a misaligned place and then have to demolish all of that to rebuild. It's a very, very hard journey. I wish it upon no one. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, so maybe I do wish it upon people. But it was a really difficult thing. And to receive rejection from employees who didn't see the spiritual approach to what I was doing, they didn't understand it, they didn't get it, and to have them walk away was devastating. I was facing all of that inner child rejection of people not accepting me for my spirituality and who I really was, and only seeing my value determined by my performance and my skill set, not my essence. Right? That was a really hard thing to face. But in that process of letting go of that, I became somebody who doesn't tie her worthiness to anybody else's perspective of her. And that is makes that lesson so valuable to have learned. Okay, point number two. Ready? Hardest thing I ever learned. The industry standard is a fucking lie. I love this one. I wrote this down. I was like, oh, this is really salty. It, you know, listen, I'm an entrepreneurial guide, right? I mentor people one-on-one. I have a mastermind, the Conscious Creator Mastermind, the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. I'm such an advocate of the approach, right? Of like, yes, we do need people in our industry helping us. When I started to venture into the plant medicine path, I got a mentor, somebody I trusted, my teacher. I have him to this day. He's fucking amazing, right? He's such a big part of my life. Mentorship is important, but what is also happening is that there's a lot of dogma and a lot of shadow coming through in the industry as we learn and become learned from other people. Because now, instead of trusting ourselves in our journey of creating and developing what we really want, we're relying on other people to tell us how it works. And I don't think that's necessarily an accurate or healthy thing to do. Because the truth is, if you're in this industry, you are going to be breaking rules all the time. All the time. You are going to be showing up to find new things that work for you and have strong points of view that turn your industry on its head, whether you're an herbalist or a yoga teacher or run an apothecary or you're a mentor or a shamanic practitioner, it doesn't matter. The way that you are going to do things is going to be a different path in that trail of the forest. It's going to be so different. So, yes, we do need mentors and guides to hold us, but we also have to be mindful of not subscribing to the dogma and not forcing ourselves to do things because we think it is the way. So, the industry standard is a lie. What I have experienced in my own journey of learning this very not so easy lesson was that first I would say the first time I learned this, I'm like having a flashback in my head. The first time I learned this was because when I broke out of my corporate life and went into the world of social media influence, the industry was totally different. This was back in 2015. Facebook Live hadn't even come out yet, and everybody was blogging. And I had this vision that I would be able to make a lot of money off of Google Ads and Amazon affiliate commission because that's what I had seen other bloggers do. But what's really interesting about that first time I learned that lesson was that I was forcing that to work. So my number one priority became get as many people onto your blog as possible. Now, the way I can kind of look at this is like it's almost like a game of double dutch. When we're stepping into entrepreneurship, we're trying to keep up with the movement of the trends that is that rope that already exists. And we're trying to get into a flow to jump in. But really, actually, like we have to start our own rhythm. And yes, we need to understand the industry and how it works and what performs well and what doesn't. But we also have to recognize that what works for a blogger in 2015 that has been blogging since 2006 is not going to work for somebody who's just starting a blog in 2015, because in 2015, the industry's changing, and now we're on Instagram and we're doing Facebook Lives and we're making Facebook groups, and that was something that had never existed before. The doorway into more audience, more community, more impact is always going to be changing. It's like a trippy Alice in Wonderland door, right? And for a long time, the first year of my business, I was so fixated on this approach of get a lot of views on your website, because that's what all the other bloggers are doing, and that will make you the money that you want to make. And after a couple of months of getting like, you know, 50 cents or like $3 on an ad, and feeling so burnt out by the process, I realized I needed to find a new way. And so this was the first time I ever learned that the industry standard was a lie. I learned it again when I was running Facebook groups, and I loved it for a little bit of time, and then I hated it. And then everybody said, Lauren, you have 40,000 people in your Facebook group. Why are you abandoning it? Well, because I don't like it. I don't like showing up here, and it doesn't feel good to be on Facebook. And now I'm feeling like I have to be on Facebook because everybody's telling me I have to be on Facebook, but I don't want to be there, is a lie. It's all a lie. So I learned it again. I learned it later on in my business when I was making $700,000 a year and I wanted to hit my first million. And I got on a call with a mentor who I was thinking about hiring, and she said, you need to raise all of your prices. Your one-on-one coaching can't be this amount. It has to be $50,000. And the secret to making more impact in the world and making more money is to just charge more. And that was the moment where I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to stop listening to everybody else. This is not the way that I want to do it. I want to create programs that are accessible because people need support. I don't want to be that luxe high vibe, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? I don't want to be in that energy of like only working with people who already have wealth. I want to also work with people who need support, right? Who aren't there yet in their relationship to freedom and personal sovereignty, and I want to help them get there. But when this particular mentor was telling me I had to do it this way, right? You have to charge crazy amounts of money to have people work with you. You have to pick one niche and you have to stick with it, and you can only do that. You have to invest crazy amounts of money in yourself to build the business of your dreams in order to get the business of your dreams. All these stories are lies. They're lies. You are going to do things your way. Now, you may be learning that hard lesson because you're thinking about entrepreneurship and everybody's telling you you're crazy, because what are you going to do about health insurance? And what are you going to do about your 401k? And what if you don't make it work, right? You may be learning the same lesson in a different way. I had to learn that one too, trust me. Now my whole family is like, tell me more. How did you do this? Right? You may be learning the industry standards a lie because you've been trying to build things a certain way and it just feels totally out of alignment. You may have been learning the industry standard is not the standard you want to live up to because you're seeing everybody only promote their perfect life and you're thinking that you have to be that way too. Whatever it is, don't learn the lesson the hard way, okay? Learn it now. If it doesn't feel good because your soul is telling you this is not what you're meant to do, don't do it. Do things your way. There are a million paths to millions of dollars. They all look different. So yes, get a mentor, get support, of course, but don't feel like you have to do it. That's why in the Wild Wealthy Feminine, I say this all the time. Like, I'm gonna share all of my strategies with you guys. Take what works, leave the rest behind. It's very, very important. And you know, from the healing perspective of the Wild Wealthy Feminine work, this is what we're really healing here in this component, is like learning how to trust ourselves and trust our own inner knowings and not listen to or place authority in the hands of other people that don't deserve that power over us, right? You are the powerful one creating your life. Don't let anybody else's projections dictate that. So yeah, point number two. Point number three, I'll keep this one brief. Trends are bullshit. Trends are bullshit. there's like a thing, you know, on social media where we're looking for trends and we're trying, whether it's trending audio or trending lip syncing videos, or we're trying to like do what everybody else is doing because we think it's going to work, right? You as a content creator, as I said in the beginning of this episode, you are a disruptor of whatever industry that you're in. So yes, you can find inspiration and clues in performance tactics of what has worked for others, but honey, you are a trend creator. You are a legacy creator. You're going to be doing things drastically different than what already exists in the online space. And it is your job to, instead of just looking for all the clues of what to model and what to copy and how to do it the way other people are doing it, you got to do it in the way that is your own art, your own divine expression. And yes, we can use structures and methods and formats that we know do work well, but ultimately the things that trend and the things that perform, in my experience, when we talk specifically about social media, they are things that I made up. And I followed certain methods of structure, but I made them up and they worked. I didn't copy anybody. I did my own thing. That's why, like, you know, it's interesting when I see people who are like duplicating. Sometimes people on Instagram will send me things and they'll be like, did you see this person on Instagram? They copied you. They copied you. And I'm like, okay, keep up. You know, like, I laugh about it, silly and salty, because it's like, that person isn't finding their own authentic model and blueprint that is going to actually work for them. And I don't have to feel anything about that. That's not mine, you know? Mine is like, what else can I create? What is my soul calling me to share? What am I meant to speak? And sometimes when we have, you know, blocked throat chakras or inner wounds around worthiness or a broken relationship with desire because of our childhood traumas, we don't have the clarity on creating our own trends in the industry. And that's why the Wild Wealthy Feminine is so important, because it's going back and healing these things that stop us. But I want you to know, in this point, you are a trend creator. That was a hard lesson for me to learn, because I spent so many years like, when am I going to get more Instagram followers, and why am I not getting enough engagement, and why is nobody paying attention to me? Until I finally just sunk into the devotion to my own content creation, that was when everything started to come through. I couldn't keep up with the trends to create something different in my life. I had to do something different. So that's point number three. We'll keep that one short and sweet. Number four. Oh my gosh, number four. I can't believe I wrote this. The first year of business is not the hardest year. Sorry to disappoint you all. This was one of the hardest lessons I ever learned. The first year was very hard. Don't get me wrong. I spent a great deal of time thinking, what if this doesn't work? What if it does? What if it doesn't? What if I can do this? What if I can't? What if it works out? What if it doesn't? I like just, oh my God, my life was a ping pong game. Like, that's just how I felt all the time in my brain. And it was really hard to get energetically committed. And that's why I started to do inner work, because I noticed this very, very deep pattern within myself that I wasn't fully showing up in my power and my potential. And this was like at the end of my rope. My first year, I actually went to a personal development seminar with Tony Robbins. And that was when I was like, I gotta figure out why I don't fucking believe in myself. Like, this is just getting in the way, right? And it's a big part of my mission now as a teacher in my programs like Wild Wealthy Feminine, to get people into that alignment where they know what they want and they're unstoppable. So overcoming that story was a very, very hard thing for me to do in my first year. And also, it was not the hardest thing I experienced. You know, I had a time where I had my first six-figure launch, which meant that I made $100,000 in sales in 5 days. And that was insane. I had never experienced that before. And then I had a mental breakdown because I didn't know how to hold it. And I had, at the time I had this mastermind. This was like in 2017, and I had students that were upset that I was also like promoting all the money I was making, and they came after me and they wrote me all these mean letters, and then I got angry about how they were being angry towards me. That was so fucking hard. That was one of the greatest lessons for me in humility and compassion and trusting myself and learning how to hold my sovereignty and regulate my nervous system, you know? That was not a lesson I learned in the first year of my business, but the storyline of like not being in your own power and not trusting yourself and not feeling safe to succeed had always been a struggle for me in my life. And later on in 2019, when I went through my year-long sabbatical, putting my business on hold, I always tell people today, you know, it's very easy to, even though it's really hard, let me preface, it's very easy to build a business not knowing if you're going to make money or not. It's terrifying, but it's much easier. What's harder in comparison is having something that financially works, that's generating a lot of money, that's building a lot of quote-unquote success, and then consciously choosing to burn that all to the ground. That was year six for me, year four, somewhere around there, and it was the hardest decision I'd ever made in my life. It was terrifying. It was so hard. And learning how to develop more of that trust in myself was really what that was about. In the beginning of my business, will this work? Will it not? I don't know. What am I doing? Very similar. 4 years later, burning it all to the ground. Is this right? Is this wrong? I don't know. What if I can't do what I really want to do? Oh my, it was like the same cycle over and over again. And that's a hard lesson, like learning how to trust yourself and learning how to believe in yourself. Man, does that study kick your butt? Learning how to trust and learning how to believe in yourself, but it is possible. And so I just want to pause here and say to anybody who, you know, is navigating that hard lesson of learning how to have faith in what your soul is calling you to do, this is a practice. You have to learn how to do it piece by piece by piece in the journey of making decisions. The decision to end my first marriage in 2012, the decision to quit my job in 2014, the decision for Matt to retire in 2017, the decision to burn my business that I was generating tons of revenue with to the ground in 2019, and to build a more spiritual approach to my programs and my offerings in 2020. Those were all really, really hard decisions, and they didn't exist in just the first year. They continued, but they were all rooted in this healing pattern of learning how to trust myself. And that's what I want for all of you. Learn to trust yourself. Finally, number five, things built on logic lose momentum. Hoo, 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 hoo. Things based on logic lose momentum. Yeah, you know, I, in my entrepreneur journey, very long time, I have learned that the soul-centered, aligned offerings that your heart bursts about, you know, you're just like so excited to create them, they don't make any sense. I mean, they do, but they don't, you know, like the Wild Wealthy Feminine program was, and the Heal program too, these were both programs that birthed through my ayahuasca study, which is a psychedelic plant medicine that I've been studying with now for quite a while. And when I got the downloads to do these things, I had to channel like what the map of these programs were, like step one, step two, step three, step four, the methods that are Wild, Wealthy, Feminine, and Heal. I didn't find those in a book. I didn't find those in my college education. I didn't find them on the internet through a Google search. I had to trust what my intuition was telling me. And what I have found, which is very fascinating, is that all of the other programs that I'd ever created prior to this big shift that I had in 2019 that birthed the Heal program and the Wild Wealthy Feminine, all the programs I had ever created prior are gone. Like, you can't find a single course on my website for sale that is before 2019. And it's not because they weren't good. Don't get me wrong. Six-figure biz babe, I had people telling me all the time that they hit their first six figures years with those programs and those courses. There was so much value and so much medicine. The coaching mentorship, Transform Success, Digital Course Creator, all these things that I built, they didn't have momentum. They weren't alive for me. They were logic. And when you're designing something that feels magical and whimsical and creative and inspiring, it has a breath of life that will sustain for a very, very long period of time. And when you're building things that are out of logic, i.e. back to our first point, right? Doing what you're good at is not enough. It's not going to last. And so the difference between creating from logic versus creating from intuition is that when you're logically creating things, you're asking a lot of questions like, okay, what's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step? And you're trying to solve them in your mind, right? But creating something more intuitive is about listening through your psychic channel, whether that is a kinesthetic feeling and you're following what is just like physically pulling you in the direction, or you're hearing the next step by listening, or you're meditating with your third eye and you're seeing. There's so many different ways to do this, but the way that I've designed all of my programs is through intuition, and none of it has been logic. I have looked back and said, okay, based on what I did, how can I duplicate this into teachings to help people? And that's a very strategic approach that every entrepreneur should have. Based on what I did, how can I duplicate this and offer it to support the world? But I'm not logically trying to solve people's problems. I'm not logically trying to figure out what makes sense for me to sell or what people want from me or what I'm good at. I'm following what calls me in my intuitive connection. I'm creating what I wish existed in the world. That's it. That was a hard lesson to learn. For me, abandoning the more logical programs and offerings and courses and ways of delivering my message was hard because when I started to show up in more spiritual essence, I didn't know if anybody would get what I was saying. Like when I talk, sometimes I'm channeling and thinking about certain things and sharing certain stories and connecting certain dots. And sometimes I feel like, does anybody... am I making sense? You know what I mean? Like I've had those moments. I've definitely had those moments. And what that really is all about, you know, whether it's in your course design or it's in how you're showing up on social media or the messages that you're sharing when you're sending out emails, whatever it is, in your way of communication, the intuitive way of communicating, the heart-centered way, the way through the body, right, is a new practice for a lot of us who have healed and now want to help the world heal, right? We want to learn how to express in the way that is most important to us. And that study takes time. And also, because we're relying on new senses instead of logic, it's heart, right? Instead of strategy and structure, it's more intuitive download, right? That practice to lean on that and to fall back on that is very scary. Because, you know, for example, when I designed the Heal program and I started to record the meditation activations and then in the Wild Wealthy Feminine, those meditation activations were never written out. They were channeled through medicine and recorded. And so I never knew, like, is this good? Is this right? Does this work? Does this not? I had to trust, knowing that my channel was worth trusting in. And that's very, very, very important. Lead your journey of entrepreneurship with love for your own channel and respect for your own channel. We don't have to get into these stories of, am I doing it right? Or is this logical? People want experience. They want connection. They want you. They want your medicine. So show up to share that. Don't be afraid. Trust. If you're getting intuitive downloads of things you want to do in the world, they're probably meant for you. So how many lifetimes are you going to wait not listening to them? That's it. That's all I got today. I love you guys so much. I love you. I'm so blessed. Like, I could cry. I think about, like, all of the amazing people in this space. And I just am so proud of you all for showing up and doing this work and growing yourself. So if you did listen to this episode today and it really resonated with you, I would love it if you could, you know, reach out to me. Let me know. Send me a message. I'll create more magic for you. And please come join us on our live on Instagram on April 8th. It would be amazing to have you and an honor to support you. It's called Mastering Your Business. And I'm going to be covering kind of a behind the scenes hour-long chat about all the things that I've been doing recently that have scaled my business, grown my business, expanded my business. And I can't wait to share it with you. So I hope to see you there. And for those of you curious about the Wild Wealthy Feminine, go to the show notes. Doors open end of April. All right, guys. I'll see you soon.